This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to start off today with telecommunications. First, a dose of policy and then a dash of real life for you. The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, a guy by the name of Tom Wheeler, is floating a plan that could help narrow the digital divide in this country. That thing where low-income Americans often fall behind in the biggest economy in the world because they can't get online. Wheeler wants to retool a $1.6 billion subsidy program called Lifeline that at present is used to help pay phone bills. He wants to let the money be used for internet bills instead. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has the details.
When Lifeline started some 30 years ago, phones were regarded as something everyone needed. Some say that's just like the internet today.
Broadband is we call it the indispensable infrastructure of the 21st century.
Bernadine Jocelyn is with the Blandin Foundation, a philanthropy focused on rural Minnesota. She's glad to see the FCC move to get more folks connected to the internet so they don't fall further behind economically.
Well, you know, you can't even apply for a job these days without using the internet, even jobs where you don't have to use the internet on the job.
The Lifeline program has income requirements. Eligible households get a $9.25 credit towards their monthly phone bills. Who pays? The rest of us, through the universal access charge on our phone bills, which subsidizes a few other programs, too. Michael O'Reilly, a Republican FCC commissioner, isn't convinced that's always fair.
Where we're getting the resources for this funding comes from ratepayers, rich and poor, throughout America today.
O'Reilly says Lifeline has had problems with fraud, and he thinks many people would figure out how to pay their phone bills without the program. He says that could also be true if Lifeline expanded to subsidize broadband. But Blair Levin, a former FCC chief of staff who's now at the Brookings Institution, thinks the expansion could really help close the digital divide.
This is a very important step. It's the most important step, but it's not the last step.
Not the last step, because Levin says you can't just help people pay for internet. You also have to teach some how to even use it. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.